When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, I invite my friend Damona to help you find a strong relationship. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big change. Big change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and today's episode is a partnership with one of my favorite podcasts in the dating space. I've actually shouted this show out in the past. I've worked with her. She is a friend of mine, and she is an absolute legend when it comes to the world of dating, navigating dating apps, navigating dating during COVID, and finding relationships, keeping relationships. She's so good at helping people find that. She's been featured all over the place. She's been on the Drew Barrymore show. She's been in a number of magazines, on pretty much every single dating-based talk show that you can think of. So she is absolutely crushing it. And so I wanted to invite her to share her advice with us on how to navigate the world of dating, which sites to use, how to find the right thing for you in your situation. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be playing a clip from one of her recent episodes. It's the Q&A section where she is answering listener questions. If you like what you hear, I highly recommend you go check out her podcast. It's called Dates and Mates. Just do a search for Dates and Mates wherever you get your podcasts. Give her a subscribe, give her a listen. She is a wealth of knowledge and experience, and I highly, highly recommend it if relationships and dating is something you are focusing on. So without further ado, here is Damona Hoffman from the Dates and Mates podcast.
You have questions, I have answers. It's time for our favorite segment.
Dear Damona.
Damona, help me.
Listener EW on IG sent in this question. She said, I've tried online dating several times with no real success, i.e., a long-term relationship. At 45, I'm tired of reading profiles that state, I'm looking for my soulmate or the love of my life. And hello, beautiful. They all make me want to gag. Even though I want a relationship, it has to start with a friendship, which is what my profile states I'm looking for. I want the friendship to be the foundation and grow organically into more. Do you have any suggestion for sites to try? Because is it me, or do people no longer know how to have a normal conversation? Favorite emoji of mine, facepalm emoji, to punctuate the already very well-written question. Thank you so much, EW. Let's break it down, because there's a few questions in here. In terms of saying what you want, I think you're sending a wee bit of mixed messaging just in terms of dating app speak. When somebody reads friendship, they assume that means you're not there for serious dating. So a lot of these hello, beautiful, like messages, they make me giggle. Pickup lines make me laugh. But anyways, these hello, beautiful messages, the generic messages that don't sound like they were crafted for you, they sound like they could be written for anybody. A lot of times those come in when you don't have a meaningful connection, when somebody is just kind of looking for a little wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, or a little bit of just being able to find someone to chat with in that moment. I would say you should state off the bat what you are looking for, and I would go ahead and delete that whole needing friendship. I think that's a given, right? Like, I don't know that many people that are like seeking relationship from day one, like need you to commit after the first date. I think a friendship to grow into more is implied. But if, as you say in your own words, you are really looking for a relationship and you're looking for the soulmate and love of your life, there's something very interesting to me in the phrasing of it, and how the very thing that you want most is the thing that is turning you off the most. I think there's a little bit of maybe journaling, maybe unpacking to happen around that? Like, why are you having that reaction? Okay. We won't go all the way there, but I'll leave you to do that homework. I do want to answer your question about sites to try. I say this like almost on every episode, but I'll say it again. It's not the site. It's not the app that you're using. It's the way that you're using it. And you have to be proactive to get, I go back to last week's episode on how to be proactive and boost yourself in the algorithm, but there's no magic pill. Everybody wants me to just say like, oh, well, everyone I know meets on OkCupid. And yes, I am a spokesperson for OkCupid and I love the brand and I love the format. I love the questions and I love it. But that doesn't mean that it's necessarily right for you where you are at this point in your life with the people that you're looking to meet at the city that you're in. So you got to try it out. Use it, like I said earlier, like the love lab of your life. Dip your toe into different apps, try out different features, see what you like. But is it just you, or do people no longer know how to have a normal conversation? No, girl, it's not just you. We literally have forgotten and we are rapidly forgetting even more. Conversation skills, they're a soft skill that can be learned and are only learned through human interaction. I suppose you could have an AI conversation or like fall in love with a computer, like in the movie Her, or what have you, but that's not what we're looking for. So the more that we are isolated and only talking to people over, you know, DMs or texts, the more we're going to forget that skill set of really connecting. So are we going to be upset? Like, do you want to carry that frustration about people not knowing how to have a normal conversation? Are you going to model the behavior that you are hoping to attract back and not fall into the texting trap? Like, actually encourage people to engage in conversation and lead by example there. Because you're not wrong. It's definitely happening. As always, the question is, what do you do with the situation once you are aware of it? This next question comes to us from Vanessa. Vanessa is a new listener of the show. Hello. She says, I'm a 25-year-old female living in NYC. One of my favorite cities. I met a guy off of Hinge a few months ago. We saw each other twice. Both times, he canceled initially, once because of a supposed injury, and again because he said he was recently around someone who may have had COVID. After the second time, I thought he was ghosting me because I didn't hear from him, but he texted me a week or two later saying he took a spontaneous trip to California and Colorado. I told him I didn't want to see him again because I felt that there was a lack of honesty in communication. He apologized and said he didn't mean to be dishonest. Y'all hearing this? That's a red flag right there. Put a pin in that. Moving on. He apologized and said he didn't mean to be dishonest. Fast forward to now, 2 months later, he texted me wanting to hang out. All of my friends think I shouldn't waste my time, but I did enjoy hanging out with him and want to give him another chance. What do you think? Am I being naive? Vanessa, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I'm not going to slap labels on you, but I am going to tell you, your friends have a point here. Well, a lot of times they can see the things that are not apparent to us because what happened? You caught a little bit of feelings, didn't you, Vanessa? It's kinetic, right? You start to feel that energetic flow with someone. And in that one moment with them, what was it? 2 hours in those, you know, each of those dates, maybe you spent 4 hours with him. You started to feel that, that chemistry. But you've heard me say on the show before, chemistry is what? A liar. Chemistry is a liar. And I will quote one of my faves, Maya Angelou, who said, if someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Don't make them prove it to you again and again. He showed you who he is. What I see in this is, I mean, he said he was being dishonest. He just went dark. And then said he was in California and Colorado, but then kind of admitted he was even lying about that, because why would he say he was being dishonest? He was being non-communicative. Those are two different things. So I will mark him down for dishonesty. I will also mark him down for lack of communication. I will also mark him down for canceling on you. I don't care what the reason is. he could still have done a virtual date with you, or he still could have had a phone call with you to let you know that the time that you set aside to be with him was still important to him, even if he couldn't get out of bed or if he had to be quarantined, which, you know, is a very responsible thing to do if he was exposed to someone who had COVID. But Vanessa, you're 25. You have, I'm sure, tons of dating options. You have your whole life ahead of you. You could not be wasting your time with fools like this, because they will take as much time of yours and as much of your emotions as you let them take. Do not give this fool another chance. You are not being naive, but you're being optimistic and falling for chemistry in a time where we need to trust our head over our heart. I don't always say that, but right now, that's the situation that you're in. The facts are on the page. And honey, you deserve better. Thank you to everyone who submitted questions this week. We are always taking new questions. I got a few in queue. So if yours didn't get answered yet, please keep listening. I promise it is in the queue, and you can always bump yourself up to the top of the stack by sending a voice memo so we can use your question on the show in a voice memo. You can DM it to me on Instagram at Damona Hoffman, or send it to me in an email, damona@damonahoffman.com. This is episode 343 of Dates and Maids. And remember, if you're ready to learn the secret, then join me for the Dating Secret Circle, which starts on January 20th. Registration is open now at thedatingsecret.com. Of course, the link is in the show notes. You're subscribed, right? You've shared this episode with a friend, right? You've left us a 5-star review, right? Then you're good to go until next week. Until then, I wish you happy dating.
Thank you for taking a moment to listen to this episode, to listen to Damona. Again, if you enjoyed that, if you think that this is an area you want to focus on this year, I highly, highly recommend that you check out the full show. Just do a search for Dates and Mates wherever you get your podcasts. If you're new here, be sure to click subscribe. That is the best way to make sure you never miss a new episode. And as always, remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.